أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
O Prophet, recite the book that has been revealed to you and establish prayer. Surely, prayer forbids indecency and evil, and Allah's remembrance is of even greater merit. Allah knows all that you do, and Allah's remembrance is of even greater merit. To prevent people from committing acts of indecency is one of the benefits of prayer, though that is a relatively modest benefit. The true blessings of prayer, Allah's remembrance, is much greater and is of a much higher value.
ولا تجادلوا أهل الكتاب إلا بالتي هي أحسن إلا الذين ظلموا منهم وقولوا آمنا بالذي أنزل إلينا وأنزل إليكم وإلهنا وإلهكم واحد ونحن له مسلمون.
Argue not with the people of the book, except in the fairest manner, unless it be those of them that are utterly unjust. Say to them, We believe in what was revealed to us and what was revealed to you. One is our God and your God, and we are those who submit ourselves to Him, unless it be those of them that are utterly unjust.
This verse implies that the attitude one should take in dealing with the utterly unjust depends on the attitude those people themselves adopt. If they perpetrate wrongs against Muslims, the latter may depart from the gentle and lenient attitude which they are generally required to observe. In other words, there is no specific mandate that says that Muslims should always remain tender and indulgent regardless of others' attitude towards them. For this might be mistaken for weakness and timidity. Islam certainly teaches its followers to be gracious and affable in their dealings with others, but by the same token, this does not mean that Muslims should resign themselves to humiliation and degradation.
وكذلك أنزلنا إليك الكتاب فالذين آتيناهم الكتاب يؤمنون به ومن هؤلاء من يؤمن به وما يجحد بآياتنا إلا الكافرون.
O Prophet, thus have we bestowed the book on you. So those on whom we had bestowed the book before believe in it. And of these Arabs, too, a good many believe in it. It is none but the utter unbelievers who deny our signs. O Prophet, thus have we bestowed the book on you.
This can be interpreted in two ways. First, that in the same manner that God revealed scriptures to prophets in the past, He has now revealed a scripture to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Second, that God revealed this book, the Quran, and had directed people to believe in it alongside believing in the earlier scriptures.
So those on whom we had bestowed the book before believe in it.
The context clearly indicates that this statement is not applicable to all the people of the book. Rather, it applies only to those who were endowed with true knowledge and understanding of the scriptures and were thus the people of the book in the true sense of the expression.
And of these Arabs, too, a good many believe in it.
The words of these here refer to the people of Arabia. What is meant is that everywhere, lovers of the truth had begun to embrace the book revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Such people comprised those who believed in the scriptures as well as those who did not.
وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ إِذًا لَارْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ.
O Prophet, you did not recite any book before, nor did you write it down with your hand. For then the votaries of falsehood would have had a cause for doubt.
بل هو آيات بينات في صدور الذين أوتوا العلم وما يجحد بآياتنا إلا الظالمون.
But it is a set of clear signs in the hearts of those who have been endowed with knowledge. None except the utterly unjust will deny our signs. But it is a set of clear signs in the hearts of those who have been endowed with knowledge.
The relevant facts were that an unlettered person had come forward with a scripture as wonderful as the Quran. Moreover, that person had begun to display astounding qualities, even though nothing in the early years of his life provided any basis for anticipating such things. These were among the facts that provided some of the most luminous and persuasive signs of Muhammad's prophethood, peace be upon him, to people of knowledge and wisdom.
وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِندَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ.
They say, why were signs from his Lord not sent down upon him? Say, the signs are only with Allah. As for me, I am no more than a plain warner.
أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَرَحْمَةً وَذِكْرَى لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Does it not suffice for them as a sign that we reveal to you the book that is recited to them? Surely, there is mercy and good counsel in it for those who believe.